Today is Monday, March 1st. First day of the month, first day of the week, and happy St. David's Day to you. It's also the day that Yellowstone was founded, and I believe it is Justin Bieber's birthday. I don't know why I know some of these randomish things. Well, I know why I know the St. David's part. It's impossible to miss where I live. I suspect that a few of you have found yourselves learning more about Welsh history and holidays than you ever expected. So eat those leeks, put out your best vase of daffodils, and celebrate today. Oh, and if you see daffodils today, and no, Google doesn't count, you may count that as your permissive circumstance. Place yourself comfortably in the chair, with each hand resting palm downwards. Palms down on your thighs, with both feet resting flat on the floor. Remember how good it is just to breathe properly, and how calm it makes you feel. You may feel a pleasant tingling in the nostrils as you breathe in through the nose, and a loosening of tension as you breathe out from the mouth. As you breathe in, you begin to feel more and more comfortable, more and more relaxed and at ease. You feel even more relaxed as you breathe out, and you can allow the stomach to rest as it wants to. Imagine, if you will, that behind me and just over my left shoulder is a window. Curtains open so you can see the view. I like to think of it as a portal to any place outdoors we wish to be, or somewhere that I lead and you follow. As you stare at the window, the frame and curtains no longer matter. They just become shapes. It's only the outside that attracts your view, and it soon becomes that you can feel yourself there, outside. A pleasant temperature as the seasons change, and all around is evidence of that change. Think of yourself in the chair, the room in which you sit. Perhaps the whole building, the city, or the town it is in. And know that while you're there, you can also experience here. The birds, the breeze, the wind chimes, the vibrations. Everything in the material world is made up of vibration. The material world is resonant. Listen to the chimes, the birdsong, and other tones around us. As I speak about today's word, take the time to see, feel what note connects with you and match it. As you hum, you pair the word with your own voice that no one has but you. It's your vocal fingerprint. Nobody hums like you do, exactly, in a body just your size, sitting right where you are right now. Wrap the word with your intention and release the vibrations of your voice, vibrations which you send out into the ever-vibrating world. Today's word is accomplished. Take a few moments to consider the word. See the letters as I spell them out. A. C. C. O. M. P. L. I. S. H. E. D. Allow yourself to greet any emotions the word inspires. Did you find yourself smiling as I rushed through the last bit? Feel those emotions fully, and then set it aside. Set each one by one, aside. If there are more feelings, allow those to be experienced fully before placing them off to the side. If you need more time, you can do this throughout the day while you hum your note of intention. So let's explore why someone submitted this as their selection for 2021. It could fall under the naughty category. If you've requested the penis enhancement session, perhaps that's going to help you feel accomplished. But I have a feeling it's more of a nice word. As my dear Happy Harem member said, 2020 felt a bit like a gap year, and you may have experienced the same. So think back over 2020 of what you have accomplished. For some, the knee-jerk reaction may be to say nothing, but we know that isn't true. Even if you simply learn to slow down, to add daily, like this, thoughtfulness to your life, it is something. Having a list of what you've accomplished builds gratitude towards yourself. This gratitude leads towards improvements in every area of your life, social, emotional, and you know what? It also leads to an increase in mental strength. And we both know I want you to have a strong, healthy mind, because it gives me a rich, fertile soil to plant all kinds of marvelous things. So whether it's large or small, think of something you have accomplished and feel gratitude towards yourself for doing so. We will revisit this word throughout the month and quite likely throughout the year. You can hum your note or perhaps even sing or chant your word anytime. It will always do you good. Consider it to be continual spellcasting. Hum when you're doing the dishes or driving, walking, in the shower. Feeling blue or feeling caught in a pattern that you want to change. And of course, during our times together. The more you listen to it, and especially the more you hum it, the more power it has to affect change in your life. When you hum, the sound vibrations you make spiral out in all directions, touching and changing the vibrations of everything around you to fit. The more you hum, the more effect you have on the world around you. My vibration and yours will also meet. I've placed mine carefully in this music for you.